Welcome, Wealth Warriors. This is Tiz Gambacorta's No BS Podcast, the only podcast that delivers the uncensored truth about business and investing success from the trenches straight to your earbuds. Download a free copy of the No BS Guide to Wealth at guide.tiz.tv. And now, once again, it's time to claim back the No BS truth about success and wealth.
You may have heard that Facebook recently announced that they would be allowing cryptocurrency ads again. Now, there are quite a few important distinctions to be made to this announcement. Very briefly, a few months ago, to be exact, beginning of January, out of the blue, they made what appeared to be a very rush announcement that they wouldn't allow any type of cryptocurrency advertising on their platform. Google followed suit together with Twitter, LinkedIn, Snapchat, and obviously Instagram, which is also owned by Facebook. Now, this surprised a lot of people. And what happened at the time is that most of these ICOs or initial coin offerings that are coming up, not every other day, but every day, are being, were mostly being promoted through Facebook. And the reality is, like I teach my crypto students, the vast majority of them are, very dubious projects. You know, they essentially, not all of them, but the vast majority of them are scams. And so, Facebook has been making a lot of money from cryptocurrency advertisers. So why would they want to stop cryptocurrency ads out of the blue? Well, I think the main reason has transpired, and I believe is the fact that there is a lot of regulatory uncertainty around ICOs. Are they a financial instrument? Are they raising capital or are they not? So number one, they didn't want to get caught in some shape or form with the regulator as being seen a facilitator of the promotion of potentially an illegal and unregulated financial instrument. So I think they kind of decided to take the financial cut, to take the loss, give up on all the revenue from ICO advertising and cryptocurrency advertising, just to be on the safe side. And that, it makes sense from a business perspective if you look at it that way. The second reason is that, it's more of a substantial reason, which is, again, they know, we know, that the vast majority of the ICOs are scams. And therefore, from a user experience perspective, they don't want to be associated, they don't want to have their users getting scammed, right? They don't want to be associated with facilitating, their users, losing their money. So that's another, that's the second reason. So what happened recently? Well, they know that they are giving up a lot of money by a lot of revenue. Remember, Facebook is a free platform, right? They make money through advertising. So they know that they're giving up a lot of money by not allowing people to advertise crypto. So I think now they've kind of, they've come to reason, and they've announced very recently that they're actually going to allow cryptocurrency ads back on Facebook, subject to them not being ICOs, and this is very important, subject to them not being ICOs. So effectively, they're saying, we don't like ICOs. There is still a lot of regulatory uncertainty. The truth is that the vast majority are still scams. That hasn't changed. However, if you're advertising cryptocurrency education or, cryptocurrency-related products that are not ICOs, then you may be able to advertise. The keyword here is may be able to. Those are the keywords, because the way that they're looking at this is you have to be pre-approved. You have to go through a process to be pre-approved to advertise cryptocurrencies on Facebook, just like they did a few years back with a few dating advertisers. So they could advertise dating offers on Facebook. Obviously, Facebook know so much about the user, they have so much data that it's ideal to advertise dating offers, for example. They said, yes, you can do it, but you have to be pre-approved. And it's the same thing here. Okay, so they're kind of trying to, I guess, you know, monetize their audience the best they can whilst staying away from, you know, the danger stuff. What's caused the problem in the first place, which are ICOs and initial coin offerings. And also in the same press release, or as it happens, a blog post, they've also announced that, you know, binary options are still banned. And that I don't think is going to change. Binary options fundamentally as a product are not only gambling, but the problem with binary options is that they're perceived by people, you know, by you know, everyday people as a financial investment, where in reality, you know, it's a financial instrument, not even a financial instrument, but anyway, it's you know, a way of speculating on the market that is designed to people lose money, and that's, you know, that's created huge losses. So that's, you know, that's not going to change. Will Facebook ever readmit back ICOs onto the platform? And, you know, why is this an important question? Well, you know, Facebook is one of the world's most visited websites. I think the average, you know, Facebook user spends about 20 minutes on the platform. You know, they are, you know, a head-to-head competitor with Google when it comes to having people's eyeballs and attention. So will ICOs ever be re-allowed onto Facebook? Who knows? They may be. I think once we have, and the two things will go hand in hand. Once we have more clarity on the regulatory side, so what exactly, you know, so what exactly are ICOs? Are they a financial instrument? Do they need to be regulated? Do they need to be supervised? And I believe, yes, they do. The answer is yes to both questions. And so with that, with regulation and supervision, then will also come automatically some type of quality control. Just like there is a very strict, you know, selection criteria and approval criteria for when a company goes to the market and issues stock, right? When the company does an IPO or an initial public offering, that's when a company, you know, takes its shares public to the market and the everyday person can invest in that company. Well, it's going to be the same thing for ICOs or something similar. So with regulation, with supervision, then automatically a filtering process will take place. And indeed, you know, a lot of these scammy ICOs that are just out there to make a quick buck, to kind of catch the opportunity and, you know, and kind of prey on gullible people, then, you know, they will automatically disappear. So regulation, supervision will automatically quality control all these scammy ICOs. So I think once we have that clarity, you know, I think there's a good chance that Facebook will reallow ICOs being advertised on their platform. For now, I think they've done what makes sense from a business perspective, which is allow anything that's non-ICO related, because indeed what's been caused most of the issues was the ICO advertising. And also I think they've done the right thing. So they, you know, in all fairness, they announced it back in January. They said, you know, they've effectively said we're taking this extreme decision for now, but we are going to be reassessing it and potentially loosening things up as time goes by, which is exactly what they've done. So positive piece of news when it comes to Facebook and crypto advertising. I think we're going to be seeing a lot of interesting products and information coming out and being advertised on Facebook. Now, that being said, you know, I was just speaking to a professor at the London School of Economics, the LSE here in London. He's the head of one of their cryptocurrency research centers. And what just happened is essentially a very aggressive. We were due to do an interview together, and then last minute he had to cancel because the university decided that until things had quietened down, then they wouldn't be speaking to the press or giving any interviews or any external communications anymore. And I asked what happened. Well, it turns out that I think it's the Financial Times, published a very, very aggressive article on the LSE, one of the most respected academic institutions in the UK and worldwide. How did they dare offer a course on cryptocurrencies and blockchain? Obviously this is the future, and I think the leading, the most innovative and the most forward-looking universities are indeed starting to train people and provide courses and education on blockchain and cryptos. I think it makes a lot of sense. You can Google the article. It's incredible. How aggressive, how unfounded, and how misleading the information on that article was. There are very little facts. And it was just a very negative article on the LSE and blockchain and cryptos, which goes to show how a lot of the media is still against crypto without any knowledge without any kind of hands-on experience on the facts. I guess it's kind of the fear of the unknown and the fear of the new. Anyway, that's just as a side comment. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to smash that like button, subscribe to the channel, select the bell icon so you can get notified every time we launch a new episode, or leave a 5-star review if you're listening to this as a podcast. Before you leave, don't forget to click on that link in the description box or go to guide.tiz.tv to get free instant access to the No BS Guide to Wealth. Thank you, and see you in the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.